Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Is there significance to this tune you're playing?
Yes.
What is it?
It is Hot Together by the Pointer Sisters. It was in the GTA 6 trailer yesterday. And Zach Jones and I have been just jamming to this song for the past 24 hours. It's a very good song.
I thought maybe you'd play something like Reunited and It Feels So Good. Wondering if the Bills should bring back Gabe Davis and reunite him or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
I didn't think about that.
That's why I didn't know. Like, is there something with this news that was breaking?
As we have the show starting, we have more news breaking from Elliot Friedman.
Okay.
A mammoth day for Utah. The Utah Mammoth.
Okay.
It's
official. What a day. We have a big day on our hands.
So Utah will now officially be called the Utah Mammoth instead of the Utah Hockey Club.
Was this one of the main ones that people talked about, the Mammoth?
Yeah, it was one of the four. It was like the Mammoth, the Yeti, the Outlaws, and then the Hockey Club. I think those were the four.
I sigh because it's like, where do I go? Like, there's so much to talk about now. So much. I am not comparing myself to a doctor. Please do not think I'm not smart enough to be a doctor. I would never have the patience go through school enough to be a doctor. I do not do the kind of important work that a doctor would do. I talk on the radio. It's fun. It's cool. I have a great job. I love it. That said, I always say doing this job sometimes can be like a doctor on call, where you just never know when something's going to happen and you have to go to work and talk about it and do it and be there, right? That's today. Like, not that I wasn't going to be here. That's, people always say, what do you do in the off season? You get your off season off. Well, first of all, no, I host a radio show, but as the beat reporter of the Buffalo Bills, I always say, you never know. At least during the season, it's routine. I know what my Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday look like generally. I know these days they play on different days, but you kind of know that. During the offseason, though, you just never know when something's going to happen. Something breaks. They sign someone. They trade someone. Bam, you got to go. There's a press conference. You got to get a Zoom call. That happened the other day with Elijah Moore. All that stuff. Well, today was one of those days. It started off not with the Buffalo Bills, but with the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Dallas Cowboys. Bumping around this morning, happened to see, bam, trade. Cowboys trading for George Pickens from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Okay, this is news. Let's talk about it. Wide receivers. We've been talking a lot about wide receivers. We're going to talk more about wide receivers because George Pickens going to the Dallas Cowboys. And it's just a topic. And I said, let me get someone from Pittsburgh on. So we're going to do that today. At 11 o'clock today, Adam Crowley, who is a morning show host on our sister station, The Fan in Pittsburgh, he's going to join me. I actually went to their stream this morning to watch and listen to them on the YouTube side of things with Adam Crowley and former Bills player Doran Dickerson, who's a morning show host there. And I kind of got a sense of what they were thinking about the Pickens trade to the Cowboys. So I said, all right, let's do this. So we'll get Adam Crowley on at 11 o'clock. While all that was happening, we get the news that the Sabres, from Elliot Friedman, his report is Kevin Adams is returning as general manager. Now, we had our friends, Andrew Peters and Craig Revay, who do their own podcast, report this same information a few days ago. So I want to give them credit first and foremost. But when Elliot Friedman puts something out there like that, it's generally pretty accurate. He is, to me, the number one insider in the NHL. Him and Pierre LeBrun, I think, you know, national insiders, but Elliot is very on top of things. So when Elliot Friedman says the Sabres are retaining Kevin Adams, I believe the Sabres are retaining Kevin Adams. Until you're told otherwise that maybe down the road something happens where they move off that, I think that's the plan. On top of that, he writes, Eric Staal coming back to the organization, which has happened now. That is official. He is a special assistant to the general manager, Eric Staal. And he writes and says in 32 Thoughts, the Sabres apparently are looking to hire a senior advisor to aid in Kevin Adams in the front office. And let me get this right, Josh. This is someone who has sat in a GM's chair before. A former GM, somebody who's been a GM in the league. That's kind of the way they phrase this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's how Friedman said it. It's either GM or just some kind of front office role that's like higher up. Not necessarily okay. Like an assistant, but a front
They've
office
They've had
role.
The experience of running an organization.
Yes, as he put it, someone in a big chair.
Okay. I love right away how Joe, Sneaky Joe DiBiase, connected the dots to Rick Dudley. I have no idea if the Sabres are going to hire Rick Dudley. I have no idea if that's even an option, if he's under contract, the Panthers, whatever. That's where he's been. But I do think because of Terry Pegula's affinity for the organization and its history, Dudley's been here both as a player and an executive. Like, that would make sense. He still lives in Western New York, but someone like that would make sense. I don't know if that's the case. We're just throwing names out there and who else it could be because I can't think of other people, but I'm sure there are many others that could be possible. So that gets us to a little bit more Sabres talk. And then the Eric Staal situation happens. That gets announced by the Sabres. He's back. Joe starts talking about how he can't stand it because Eric Staal played for the hated rival Carolina Hurricanes. They beat the Sabres, rips his heart out as a youth, and he just can't believe he's wearing their sweater and now he's in the front office. And I totally respect that and I get it. It's funny and it's fun. I would say from a hockey standpoint, I don't think there's anything to be upset about if, from a hockey standpoint. You want to be emotional because he played for the Hurricanes. That's fine. From a hockey standpoint, I don't think there's anything to get upset about or even really excited about to have Eric Staal. Teams do this all the time. It's okay. You hire somebody that is, you know, trying to be wanting to be in a front office, get experience. That person is going to do a job to help you out and do some more of the grunt work, maybe for the GM. They lean on him for, you know, maybe some things that you might want to ask him about players and how they're feeling. Whatever the role is, there should be nothing anybody should get upset about to me with Eric Staal joining the Sabres organization as a special assistant to the GM. Professional sports franchises do this all the time. Not just ones that haven't made the playoffs for 14 years, but very successful professional sports franchises do these kinds of things all the time, okay? There's also nothing to me to get very excited about that Eric Staal is joining the organization as a special assistant to the GM. Okay, that happened. Getting ready here to have at 10:30 today a former professional football player who grew up in Buffalo, New York, who then worked for the Bills and now works for the Carolina Panthers, Jeremy Kelly. Jeremy had been in the Bills alumni department. He's now in Carolina. He's working closely in their organization, doing a lot of their alumni stuff. He works with Dan Morgan. Jeremy's a Western New Yorker, grew up in West Seneca. Really fantastic human being, by the way. And he's got a youth football camp coming up. And we said, hey, last week, he's like, hey, Sal, I got the youth football camp. You want to talk about it? Let's talk about the NFL, the Bills. Yeah, absolutely. We'll do that. So I'm bumping around. I'm getting ready for that. Jeremy was a wide receiver as he was growing up. More wide receivers in the news. And suddenly, as I'm doing that, bam, another wide receiver transaction happens. The Jacksonville Jaguars have released Gabe Davis. So let's talk about this. Obviously, there is a lot of kind of opinion out there already. People tying dots, connecting dots. Gabe Davis, you know, back to the Bills. Could it happen? Well, I wouldn't rule it out. I mean, I think that I will tell you this. When Gabe left Buffalo, I had conversations with Gabe. And he said, you know, he would definitely welcome coming back some point if it ever worked out, right? It wasn't like he was not wanting to be where he was going, which at the time he didn't even know. It was, you know, going to be Jacksonville, or maybe it was right after Jacksonville. Either way, it was kind of when everything had passed. And yeah, he had signed with Jacksonville, I think. We had the conversation about, yeah, you never know. Someday it could work out. But he loved Buffalo. It wasn't that he didn't like Buffalo. It was that the Bills were in a position where they didn't offer him the type of contract he was offered by the Jacksonville Jaguars. He goes to Jacksonville. Doesn't work out. After a year, they have had coaching change. They have really a kind of a whole regime change. They got a lot of new people running everything over there in Jacksonville right now, including Tony Boselli, who's now up top. Liam Cohen is their new, you know, head coach. They move on from the general manager they moved on from, Jaguars. Either way, the point is he's now a free agent. I would say that as much as it is possible that the Bills could certainly want to bring back Gabe Davis, because let's remember, from a Bills standpoint, a guy that won their offseason workout program, like workout guy of the year award 2 years in a row, like this guy is someone the Bills revere inside their own locker room and facility for his hard work and his ethic. Okay? That doesn't always translate to getting the most money on the open market because of how you have to dictate your roster and finances and how you do everything. And it didn't work out that way. But I know the Bills have a lot of love for Gabe Davis, and I know Gabe Davis has a lot of love for Buffalo and his relationship with Josh Allen. That doesn't automatically bring him back to Buffalo, though. It could happen. It could happen. I also look at a team like the Pittsburgh Steelers. On the heels of what I just said, the Steelers just traded George Pickens. And, again, going back to when Gabe left, having conversations with him, I believe, from what I had heard from people close to Gabe, that the Steelers were one of the teams that were interested in him at that time. I don't know if they still would be, but it would make sense. Look at their wide receiver room, the Pittsburgh Steelers right now. If Gabe Davis went to the Steelers, he might be immediately like their number two wide receiver. Their wide receiver room is DK Metcalf, and then big gap, Calvin Austin, Robert Woods, Roman Wilson. Gabe goes in there, he's number two. A couple of you on Twitter also came at me with, I agree with you, maybe the Giants with Brian Daboll. Chad Hall is now an assistant quarterback's coach, no longer wide receiver's coach, assistant quarterback's coach in New York with the Giants. That makes sense. Point is, I'm saying here, yeah, I wouldn't rule it out. Never rule something like that out. But I also would tell you that there are probably other teams where Gabe Davis could look and say, I could go there and play more, have a bigger role. It always takes two to tango. What do you think, though? Would you be interested in the Bills bringing Gabe Davis back? I've seen a lot of people already hypothesize and say, I would not do that. What are you going to do? Who are you going to cut? Where does he fit? And I get all that, right? You have to get to a point. But we know how this organization operates, and I think it's the right way to go, which is you create competition as much as possible. At the end of the day, whoever doesn't make it, you move on from them. You trade them, you cut them, whatever. But the more competition you can bring in, the better you're going to be at the end of the day and in the long run. And if that's what it is, by creating competition, you do it. I mean, don't Didn't we say when the Bills signed Mac Hollins last year, he was a Gabe Davis replacement in a lot of ways because of kind of the style of receiver he was? Now, Mac wound up being a much better and more important special teams player than Gabe Davis ever was for the Bills. And people thought that would be his only role. And then he became, you know, a guy that helped out a wide receiver, and he actually led the team in touchdown receptions. He still had less than 400 yards receiving, though. It wasn't like he had this amazing, you know, season. But when that happened, you're like, okay, that's the Mac Hollins, the Gabe Davis replacement. Now Mac's gone. And what's funny is, especially after, I don't know if funny's the word, ironic, coincidental, after what happened last Monday here on WGR with Brandon Bean coming on and the interview with Jeremy and Joe, talking about wide receiver. And as soon as that interview's over, we find out Elijah Moore is being signed. And now you have Gabe Davis on the market. Could that happen? Could that be added to a room with Khalil Shakir, Keon Coleman, Joshua Palmer, Curtis Samuel, Elijah Moore? And of course, you have your Laviska Shenault, who's vying for a kick return job, Tyrell Shavers, Jalen Virgil, KJ Hamler, Caden Prather, and a few other guys reported coming in for rookie minicamp this week. I said to Joe, when I joined him here for the morning show a little while ago, I said, all right, let's just say, don't worry about the dollars right now. Because you're not moving on from Curtis Samuel, right? I mean, if you were to cut Curtis Samuel, you're taking on a dead money hit of 8.6 mil and you're saving like a half a mil. It's not going to happen. I can't see it, at least. You could try to trade for him. I don't know who would trade for him, Curtis Samuel, but let's just say. But just player for player, roster for roster, who fits this roster better right now? I think there's at least an argument that you could say Gabe Davis over Curtis Samuel. I don't know. I think the skill set, Joe said this right, I agree with him, the skill set Curtis Samuel brings, I think, still is needed in this Buffalo offense. Even though he didn't show it last year, even though because he had these injuries, I believe Curtis Samuel can still be a downfield threat, a field stretcher. And even though that actually was Gabe Davis, numbers-wise, he's not the burner. He's not the fast guy. But, man, he did have plays down the field. That's what he was known for. Remember the Steelers game. The guy was his A-dot, average depth of target, kind of, I think it led the league, was right there for quite a while. So, yeah. Some of you have told me and have showed me, even sending me some pictures. Apparently, Gabe Davis was even in town recently. I've seen this from several of you. I believe he went to the Shane Gillis event on Saturday night. I call it event. I'm not going to say concert. Josh, you know who Shane Gillis is, right? I have to tell you something I'm very embarrassed to admit. I'm going to admit it, though, on the air, okay? I had some friends a couple months ago. A woman I taught with. And coach, she was a softball coach down in Florida, teacher at the same high school. And I know her husband, and she said, hey, we're coming up to Buffalo in May to go see Shane Gillis. Would love to get together. I said, great. I didn't know who Shane Gillis was, but here's what's worse. I figured he's got to be a country music artist. Think of the name. Shane Gillis. It sounds like a country music artist. Does it not?
Yeah, I guess.
For 2 months, I thought Shane Gillis was a country music artist. I had no idea he was a comedian until I went online, looked up the time of the show and all that. And I'm looking, this guy isn't country music.
Wait, you hadn't seen him like in any of the memes online?
If I did, I didn't know who he was.
Oh.
Like, you know what I mean? This is like the Haley Steinfeld conversation I have with my wife, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Who tells me she believes Haley is more famous worldwide and more well-known than Josh.
Mm-hmm.
We have this debate all the time. And my thing is, well, but if you're watching a movie, do you really know who she is? You might see her, but you made the connection. That's Haley Steinfeld. If I saw this guy, Shane Gillis, which I found out now he's in the commercial, it's a Bud Light commercial, maybe?
Yep. Yeah, with Post Malone.
With Post Malone. He's the guy sitting on the lawn chair.
Yeah.
I found out since then he's the guy. I had no idea. I'm here. I'm telling on myself. Yes, I get it. You want to make fun of me? That's fine. I thought Shane Gillis was a country music star.
Man, Shane Gillis is so funny, too.
Like, is he?
He's hilarious.
I didn't know.
He.
What kind of comedy is he?
I don't even know how to describe it. It's just very, like you know Bert Kreischer?
No.
Oh.
I'm sure I do. Geez. Like, that's the thing. I'm sure I know these people. I don't know who they are.
I'm not necessarily comparing, right. For anyone out there that knows the two of them, I'm not comparing the two of them, but it's like, it's that just kind of like, I don't really know how to describe comedy. Like, what do you,
does he swear a lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's all just right.
Is he raunchy? Is he inappropriate?
Yeah.
Is it like...
I would probably say like 90% of his jokes we could never play on the air.
Okay, all
like
right.
Like 90% of
them.
Do you remember the meme that went around when he hosted SNL and they did a skit commercial called Couple of Beers? Like, hey, you feeling down and out? Just have a couple of beers. And like, it's...
I don't remember this,
It was hilarious.
I got to go find it.
It was
I'm so
funny.
Sorry,
he's
everyone.
He's super funny.
There are people doing... They're just SMH right now. Come on, Sal, right? I get it. Like, but that's... what I'm telling you is I know who these people are. I'll be honest. Like, I didn't know who Sebastian Maniscalco was until I saw his face. But I'm like, oh, I know that guy. Right? He's super funny.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If you said, when
I didn't know who that
years
was
ago
either,
when
but...
somebody told me his name, I'm like, I don't know who that is.
Right.
Then when they showed me, I'm like, oh yeah, of course I know who that is. I didn't know what his name was.
I think that's a lot of comedians though. Like,
yeah.
I feel like that's a lot of comedians unless like Adam Sandler was an actor before he was a comedian.
Well, that's the difference.
He made it big as an actor before he made it big as a comedian.
Eddie Murphy was both,
yep.
right? Growing
yep.
up, one of my favorites. So my favorite comedian growing up is a guy who did not swear, who was not inappropriate. And that's not why he's my favorite. I don't care about that stuff. I love Eddie Murphy, by the way, who did all that stuff. My favorite comedian, I said Eddie Murphy's one of them, was a guy named Stephen Wright. Have you ever heard of Stephen Wright? Okay. Go listen and watch some of Steve. He's the most deadpan, monotone comedian ever. He's the guy that says, I bought a map of the United States. It's actual size. Those are the kinds of jokes that he says. Like, you're laughing. Isn't that funny? That's funny, right?
Yeah, no, that's pretty good. That's funny.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the kinds of jokes that he has.
If that's what he is, I think Shane Gillis is probably like the polar opposite
okay.
of that.
All right.
Like, he's just very in your face, says whatever is on his mind kind
okay.
of sort of comedy.
Well, apparently, Gabe Davis might have been at the Shane Gillis event, concert, whatever you want to call it, on Saturday night and in town. Thank you very much to... Mark, friend of the program, he tweeted me. Trent Baalke was who I was looking for earlier with the guy in the Jaguars that they wound up finally getting rid of in their front office. And by the way, that's getting connected with me, Sal Capaccio, here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show at Sal Sports. Getting connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. David in New York. Thanks for holding, David. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
I kind of like the Eric Stahl, hire. I'm kind of with Joe a little bit. I'm an 05-06 kid Sabres fan. Kind of always a little weird seeing that guy with the organization, but, I don't think they have a lot of ex, NHL players in the front office, which is kind of unique. So I think that was a good hire, but I'm a senior advisor. It's just such a head scratcher in some respects, right? Like, I mean, Adams has been here for 5 going on 6 years. It just feels like they're doing everything they can to keep this guy in the seat. And I don't know. It's a bit of a head scratcher instead of going out and getting a new GM.
Really, yeah, and I think the other part of it is, David, what people have always asked for here in Buffalo is a vice president or a president of hockey operations. That is not this, right? That is actually someone lower than this. But that's what, to me, when you say they're going to bring someone in with Kevin Adams, I think people were waiting on maybe a president of hockey operations. That's not the case here. This is a senior advisor that apparently they'll be looking for or hiring. This is according to Elliot Friedman on 32 Thoughts. So we'll see. 803-0550 is the number to call. You want to get connected with me, Sal Capaccio, here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. I want to make sure that I give you our Bills Rookie Minicamp sponsors, because all week this week, we'll be touching on Bills Rookie Minicamp. Friday is Bills Rookie Minicamp for the media. Friday and Saturday's for the players. We only get to go there on Friday, but we'll talk to players. We'll watch everything that's going on. And coverage of Bills Rookie Minicamp here on WGR is presented by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys, and brought to you in part by Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and wallet. All right. So I have friends now sending me Shane Gillis like clips and stuff because they're like,
you gotta watch
them
in the break.
I can't put them on here. I can tell you that.
No, you can't.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks, Josh. I just got a text from Josh. Got my buddy Mike texting me a picture of Gabe Davis at the Shane Gillis event. So yeah. Okay. I thought he was country music. Hey, we're coming up to go to the Shane Gillis concert. Dude, sounds like he's got a country music name. Come on. It would be a really good country music name, though, right? Come on.
I think it would. It kind of goes into that conversation. Someone said, like, Dalton Kincaid, Dawson Knox, and the new Bills tight end, whose name is escaping me.
Jackson Haas.
Yeah. They're all, like leads in a Western movie.
Okay.
Like, you remember, I don't know if you saw that tweet, but
yes,
somebody tweeted
that out. Yes, I did. I brought that up. Yeah. Someone did. A Bills fan said they all have names like they're the leads in a Western movie. All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, Jeremy Kelly is going to join me. Jeremy is a former professional football player, grew up in Western New York, still has Western New York roots, loves coming back. He's got a youth football camp coming up. He had worked for the Bills. Now he works for the Carolina Panthers. We'll get into all of that with him, get his thoughts on what's happening around the NFL and these Devo wide receivers, because that's what he played. But we'll have some fun with that with Jeremy Kelly. We got Adam Crowley of the Fan in Pittsburgh joining us here at 11 a.m. And your phone calls and the question to you, would you want the Bills to bring Gabe Davis back now that he's a free agent released by the Jacksonville Jaguars? Coming back after this timeout here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To a natural organic health food store in Seattle, Washington, and one day a man walked in and he said, "If I melt dry ice, can I swim without getting wet?" I said, "I don't know. Let me ask Tony." 2 days later, I was fired for eating cotton candy and drinking straight Bosco on the job.
All right, so that is my favorite all-time comedian, Stephen Wright. W-R-I-G-H-T. I asked Josh to find a couple clips in the break, because we were talking earlier that I had no idea that Shane Gillis was a comedian. I thought he was a country music guy because of the name. And then I found out he was a comedian. That's how we got on that topic. Yeah, welcome in. You never know what you're going to get on radio, especially today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We got wide receivers being released. Gabe Davis, we got wide receivers being traded. George Pickens. We have wide receivers on the Western Hotline. My buddy, Jeremy Kelly, joins me. Grew up in Western New York, professional, former professional football player, worked for the Bills. Now he's with the Carolina Panthers, bringing his youth football camp to town, and he joins me today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. What is up, brother? Great to talk to you.
The one and only Sal, man. It's great to talk to you. It was a pleasure to run into you
yes.
last night at Hutch's with our guy, Therm. Man, it just it felt like Cheers walking in there and seeing you guys, man.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because if I said it, it would have sounded like I was bragging that I was having dinner with Thurman Thomas and his wife, Patty, and some other friends with my wife over at Hutch's last night. And I was going to say, it was so funny. You walked over. You saw us. You came over. And you, like, knew every, we had 10 people there. You knew everybody at the table. Like, you know everybody, bud.
Hey, that's Buffalo, right?
That's right.
Be good neighbors, man. That's Buffalo. It blessed my heart, man. Especially, I just touched down. Did not expect to see anybody. And those are all people that are very important to me. So, awesome to see you guys, man. You doing well?
Yeah, I'm doing great. You're doing great, buddy. It's great to see your success. Jeremy, I want to get this right. I want to make sure, because I know it's blasphemous if I get it wrong. West Seneca West, right? Not West Seneca East. You went to West, right?
That's right. Don't mistake that.
All right. I know. There's a lot of pressure on that one for me, Jeremy, to make sure. West Seneca West High School, you go on to play at the University of Maine. You had a professional football career. Just kind of familiarize and go back and tell everybody a little about your journey through professional football and where you are today.
Man, super grateful, super thankful. We don't got time to go through my journeys as I was everywhere in the world. But, fortunate to play here at West Seneca West, man, blue collar school. I still bleed blue to this day. Go on to the University of Maine, where I spent 5 years there, collegiate career, before, I was afforded the opportunity to play north of the border in the CFL. Came back down, did some journeys to arena football before getting picked up by the Indianapolis Colts and kind of starting my NFL journey. And so was fortunate to play ball professionally for 6 years, bouncing around team to team. And before the hometown team came calling, man, I was offered a job with the Bills where I served in the front office for 6 seasons. And now, man, it got a chance to get south where I serve as a director of Legends Affairs with the Carolina Panthers, overseeing all of our former player care and business integration.
Let's go back to your time with the Bills. You got a chance, obviously, to work alongside Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott. You know all about their culture, what they've built here in Buffalo. What was that experience like for you?
Man, I tell you what, you know, very fortunate to come in with those guys in 2017, right? I am just happy to be there, right? I get, you know, I always say, can't get through the front door, climb through the window, right? Buffalo Bills never signed me, hometown team. Sure enough, I get a call to work in the front office, and I was just like beyond myself. And to do it with those guys, the culture that they ushered in, I mean, it was special. It was special to be a part of the turnaround, to see the changes that were taking place within the culture, see the changes that were taking place on the field. And obviously, you guys are still seeing those benefits to this day. So Brandon and Sean were always first class, always supportive in my scope of work. And so I think we've seen the benefits of that with the amount of alumni that are now engaged, traditions that exist there, and obviously their success on the field. So can't say enough good things about those guys there.
And then as you're working here, you get to know Dan Morgan. Obviously, he was an assistant GM to Brandon Bean. Carolina Panther, great. He winds up getting the GM job for the Panthers. And then you join Dan Morgan down in Carolina. What about, how was that transition for you and how things are going?
Man, Dan is just a stud, man. And I can tell you what, I don't know if you guys probably haven't paid much attention to what's happening below to Mason-Dixon down there in Carolina, but I'm going to tell you that there's some momentum building. And what Dan's doing, you know, just the mentality that he brings as both a former player but also a seasoned executive, Dan's awesome, and everybody's following him. So we're all on board. It's been great to get to know him, obviously, through the years. Anytime that you cross paths with somebody in multiple locations, right, there's a little bit of a connection there. Mm-hmm. And so anything he needs from me that I can contribute from a culture standpoint, right, in terms of our legends being around and mentoring or sharing a word with our young players, I do whatever I can to make it happen. So just been lucky to be in a lot of great places with great people.
And we know that there was always a connection between Carolina and Buffalo and McDermott and being a lot of players. Now it's kind of going the other way with Dan going down there. You're down there. And how about our guy, Denny Kellington? Congratulations to him. Yeah. Now a vice president here. He did so much for, you know, the training staff, the medical staff here in Buffalo. Now he's working in Carolina.
Yeah, man, we're so lucky to have Denny. He's just an all-star, right? Anytime you're thinking about people in the building and what they bring every day and consistency and who they are, I mean, he's an amazing trainer and an even better man. So Denny's been great to have. Got to show him around a little bit down there, get him all the eats and get his family taken care of. He's been great to work with. And I tell you what, you're right, that pipeline is deep. And obviously, there's a lot of connections and straight flights back and forth to Carolina and Buffalo. I think my first week there, 6 days out of that week, I think I saw a Buffalo Bills logo on a bumper sticker or met somebody from Buffalo somewhere. But, you know, I tell my guys, you know, the colors on Sunday are different for me now, but Buffalo is home, man.
And you're back in Buffalo, and you have your football camp coming up, and we're going to talk about exactly all the details, but why is it important for you to do this, to have this youth football camp and back here in Buffalo, Jeremy?
So, I mean, and this sounds cliche, right, but when you think about, you know, as being a young kid or you know, you get a chance to play ball at a high level, you know, you always see the guys that have given back, and you envision yourself wanting to do that. And it was something I always wanted to do, but to be honest, just I never really took the steps to make it happen, you know, for whatever reason. And my high school coaches, Mike Vastola, Joe Contafio over here at West Seneca West, came and said, hey, look, we're thinking about doing a camp. We'd love to have your name on it. And they know how I do things. Like, if we're going to do it, we got to do it right. We got to go all in. And their support has been phenomenal. And so for me to come back to Buffalo, one, at my high school, my alma mater, right? But just to do it in Buffalo and to celebrate guys from Buffalo. The whole premise of the Jeremy Kelly Why Not You Camp is to bring the homegrown pros back home, right? I want the Naaman Roosevelts, Doug Worthingtons, you know, the James Starks, the Corey Grahams. Like, you know, some of those guys we've had out here, some of the others we want to get back here. But to get guys from Buffalo so these kids can see people that walk the same hallways, went to the same parks, played in the same fields, right, did those things. And then obviously in my scope of the NFL, I get to call on my brothers and NFL legends from around the country to bring them back here and to deliver an experience for these kids, to meet pro athletes, get coached by pros, Hall of Famers, you know, Walter Payton Man of the Year. I don't know another camp in New York State that's able to deliver that. So for me to share that access with the next generation of youth talent in the city, that means the world.
And I love the fact that it's the Why Not You Camp, which is WNY, right? Western New York. That's not a coincidence, no. Right, Jeremy?
Intention.
Yeah. I love that.
That's everything, man. So, yeah.
Tell us about the camp. How does it run? You have some specific details. People can, by the way, go to WNYcamp.com. You could follow Jeremy on Twitter at JK_Kelly. That's, by the way, K-E-L-L-E-Y. But you can follow him. You can see his tweet. And I'll retweet it for everybody to see it out there. I know we get a lot of people who say, yeah, this is great for my son or daughter. What separates your camp and makes it special out there?
Yeah, so off rip. You know, like I just said, every year we've averaged over 20 former pros and collegiate athletes that are on our coaching staff, right? Now, we do have our high school and our youth coaches there that are phenomenal, right? Because they're the ones that are hands-on throughout the 364 days of the year that they're here. But I don't know a coaching roster that's this deep with this much experience that, you know, guys that have done it at the highest level, Super Bowl champions from Buffalo, from around the country that come back here to coach your kids. We're not here to take the photos. It's not, you know, paying extra for this or that. This is a $50 camp. You're going to walk away with a bag full of gear and content and snacks, but you're getting coached by NFL legends and collegiate players. This is it. And so we have a 7 through 12 group that will be on Friday, June 6th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., a little Friday Night Lights there action for the younger kids that we call the Little Legends. And then on Saturday morning, you got 13 through 18, you know, your JV and varsity age group, and we're going to get after it, right? So everything from position-specific training to flag instruction, we absolutely, this is a co-ed camp, we champion girls flag football. You know, it's an LA 2028 Olympic sport now. Man, if they're going to reckon that, we are all in on it. Last year, we had the good fortune. We scholarshiped the young ladies team from Health Sciences in the city, and we brought them out here as well. So the bang for your buck, unprecedented. We're not here to make money. Everything that comes in is going right back out. And it's just about impact, man. It's about exposure. It's about an experience that, you know, Sal, you and I both know we're fortunate. I always remind people, I don't take it for granted. There's only 32 NFL teams in the country.
Yep.
Buffalo has one of them. We grew up 10 minutes from a stadium. Some people don't have that access. So if we can deliver that to these kids, I mean, you remember the day you met a pro.
Yep.
And that's what we want them to remember.
Awesome, man. I love it. How do people sign up? How do they get involved? They want more information. What do they do?
Absolutely. So you can visit us at WNYcamp.com, fully functional website there. So anybody that's interested in sponsorship, anyone that's interested in registering their son or daughter, WNYcamp.com. Follow us on Instagram at WNYcamp as well. Also, Facebook page is live. Jeremy Kelly, Why Not You? Why Not You Camp? So whatever you need, the content is up. The questions can be answered. Feel free to email us at info@WNYcamp.com. We're very responsive. You can get in touch with us any way you need to. And we hope to see you out there June 6th and 7th.
And I know as a Western New York guy coming back here, you know, obviously you're giving back, but you're also a guy that, you know, grew up watching the Bills and now you're seeing it, the stadium going up across the street. What's that been like for you knowing that? You know, I know you've been here and you were a part of everything in the organization when that was starting to happen, but now seeing that when you drive down Abbott Road, when you go towards that stadium, how cool is it from a kid to Western New York to see something like that?
Yeah, I think as you look at it for the city, it's massively impactful, right? I mean, that stadium right there is so iconic and it's known throughout the league. It was, you know, constructed in 1972. It was time to shine something up. But I think when you just look at the league as a whole and how Buffalo, how important this market is to it, truly. And I think the league is a better place when a team like the Bills is doing well. It means a great deal. I think it means a great deal to the NFL, the growth of the NFL, certainly the market of Buffalo. So it's great to see, and it's going to be I'm sure that the opportunity to present, I hope it presents where you're stepping into that stadium, and, you know, maybe I'm on the other sideline, but I want to take it all in, man. This is a great fan base.
No doubt, and you're going to be on the other sideline when the Bills are down there this year. Bills in Carolina this year. That should be fun,
that's right?
Right.
That's right. That's right, man. So hopefully I don't want to see too much red and blue in them stands. I hope.
I get it.
I want to see more black and blue for us. But yeah, you know, obviously anytime, you know, you're facing a familiar foe and you see some friends and faces on the other sideline, it's camaraderie. It really is. It's a unique environment in relationships that exist within the NFL. You know, and I know friends and family are going to be making their way to Charlotte. So I'm sure I'll be doing a lot of hosting and setting people up and all those things, but you know, I love it. Wouldn't have it any other way. We get to do this, man, so we're very lucky.
WNYCamp.com is where you go. Jeremy Kelly's Why Not You Football Camp, West Seneca West High School, June 6th and 7th. Check it out. Jeremy and his team will answer all your questions for you, and of course back in Buffalo helping out the youth of Western New York, and we're going to have to play some golf sometime soon, brother.
We got to make it happen, man. I truly appreciate the time. Hope to see everybody out there. And I'm going to say keep pounding.
I get it. Hey, you can keep saying that until the week that the Bills play the Panthers here on WGR. We'll get that, and we don't know exactly when that is. Schedule gets released next week, Jeremy. I know, speaking of schedule, you have a press conference to attend for this football camp. Thank you so much, man. It was great seeing you last night, and I'm sure we'll see each other again soon.
Much love, Sal. Appreciate you. Thanks for the time.
All right, you got it. That is Jeremy Kelly. Really great guy. Great, fantastic human being, by the way. And I mean, seriously, people contact me a lot about, hey, we got this going on, that going on. And, you know, when Jeremy said, hey, I got my football camp coming up, I said, we got to do this, right? We got to let people know about it, because if he's putting it on, if he's a part of it, it's going to be fantastic. It's here in Western New York. Legends who grew up in Buffalo that played in the NFL, you know, Western New York legends, people who played in the NFL that, you know, spend time with the Bills that you'll recognize. For your son, your daughter, you want to get them involved, make sure you head to WNYCamp.com. And of course, again, on Twitter, you can follow Jeremy at JK_Kelly. That's K-E-L-L-E-Y. We will take a timeout. I've asked you today, and I got a lot of responses at Sal Sports on Twitter. Would you want the Bills to bring back Gabe Davis? Would you want him to? He was a polarizing player here. For a lot of you, some are like, yeah, absolutely. Just he can help out this wide receiver room. Some of you are like, nope, sorry, drop some passes. Don't want to see that again. Don't need to go down that road. I think it's a really interesting discussion. I don't know how realistic it is. Not really sure. Haven't heard anything on that front. But Gabe Davis released by the Jacksonville Jaguars a little bit earlier today. That came down. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. You can join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team on Saturday, June 28th. Now, once you join our team, you're going to receive an email to pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. If you're not a rider, you can still support the cause by donating to our team and helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for details. All right, I want to make sure I get this break on time because Adam Crowley doesn't have a ton of time. He's going to join me. Adam Crowley is the morning show host on our sister station in Pittsburgh, The Fan 93.7. Going to get his thoughts on George Pickens being traded from the Steelers to the Dallas Cowboys. That happened this morning. And then I'll ask him, what about maybe interest in Gabe Davis? Or how does this go? Do they just go with the wide receivers they have? What is happening with Aaron Rodgers? Adam Crowley from The Fan in Pittsburgh joins me after this timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.